Ar y podlediad yma gan Addysg Cymru Education Wales, mi fydd y gweinidog addysg Kirsty Williams yn sgwrsio gyda athrawon am y newidiadau mawr sydd ar y gweill.
The curriculum that we're currently asking our schools to teach was developed at a time before the Berlin Wall collapsed, before we all wandered around with a computer in our pocket. We've got to change, and that's the reason why we're doing this, because otherwise we will not give our children the very best opportunities to be able to be the successful individuals, and ultimately for Wales to be the successful nation we want it to be.
Addysg Cymru, Education Wales.
Helo na, Yvonne Evans ydw i. Ym mis Ebrill 2019, cyhoeddwyd y cwricwlwm drafft ar trefniadau asesu newydd yng Nghymru. Mae'n ganlyniad i 2 blynedd o waith caled, gan fwy na 160 o ysgolion arloesi, estyn, consortiau rhanbarthol, yn ogystal â rhanddeiliaid ac arbenigwyr eraill. Ac yn awr, mae'n amser i'w brofi a chael adborth.
We find ourselves now in a period of feedback.
Dyma'r gweinidog addysg Kirsty Williams.
Where we are presenting the work of our pioneer schools and our experts that have very diligently over the last 2 years been working on the individual areas of learning and experience, on the what matters statements, on the progression step. And now is the time to share that with the world and to invite feedback, comment, so that we can adjust, amend that draft ready for publication in January. So now's the time to really engage and talk about curriculum.
Mae'r Adran Addysg ar hyn o bryd, hyd at gorffennaf y 4th ar 15, yn ceisio barn y proffesiwn addysg yng Nghymru, yn ogystal â phlant a phobl ifanc, i rhieni ac amrywiaeth o bobl eraill.
And tell me a bit about your school.
Well, we were rated excellent by Estyn in 2000.
Yma ym Mhrifysgol Bangor, rydym wedi gwahodd 2 o benaethiaid y Gogledd, un yn bennaeth ysgol gynradd ac un ysgol uwchradd i ofyn cwestiynau Kirsty Williams. Dyw'r un a'r llall wedi ymwneud â datblygu'r cwricwlwm o gwbl. Na'i adael iddyn nhw gyflwyno eu hunain.
Llywyn Jones, dwi, pennaeth ysgol Tregarth, ysgol Bodfering, sy'n jyst allan i Bangor.
Alistair Stubbs, head teacher at Elvid High School in Buckley, Flintshire.
Tra roedden nhw'n disgwyl am y gweinidog, bu oedd Llywen ac Alistair yn trafod beth roedden nhw am gael allan o'r cyfarfod.
Y gobaith ydy, yn ystod y sgwrs pnawn yma, ydy cael atebion i'r rhai o cwestiynau sydd wedi codi ymhlith peneithiaid mewn cyfarfodydd ynghylch y beth sy'n blaenau ni hefo'r newidiadau, y cwricwlwm newydd, a be mae hynny o'n i olygu ar lefel lawr dosbarth.
What I'm looking to get out of today is a real understanding of how we're going to turn these what matters statements into an actual delivery model, and where we see the time to be able to do that without neglecting our current cohorts in school at the moment. So that's the big thing for me.
And how long have you been ahead?
I've been ahead since March 2018.
Mae'r gweinidog wedi bod ar daith o Amgylch Cymru yn cyfarfod gyda ymarferwyr fel Llywen ac Alistair. Mae Alistair a'r gweinidog yn dysgu Cymraeg, ond roedd yn well ganddyn nhw holi ac ateb yn Saesneg.
I love it, I'm enjoying it.
That's good to hear.
Wedi'r cyflwyniadau, Llywen fentrodd gynta gan agor y drafodaeth gyda chwestiwn am y cyfle i berchnogi'r cwricwlwm.
Fyswn ni'n iawn yn dweud bod y datganiadau beth sy'n bwysig yn gyfle i ysgolion gyflwyno agweddau ar adegau sy'n addas iddyn nhw neu'n gweddi i'w hyso ysgol nhw eu hunan ar lefel sy'n bersonol i'r ysgolion hynny. Ydy hyn felly yn cynnig fwy o berchnogaeth i ysgolion dros y cwricwlwm?
Undoubtedly, you know, I've listened to so many professionals that have said that their ability to be able to design and plan and deliver lessons that truly meet the needs of the children in front of them has been curtailed because of the confines of the current curriculum, which over time has become stuffed with even more things that we've added to it. This really gives an opportunity to develop the autonomy of individual practitioners and schools, something that the profession has been crying out for a long time. But I think also what's really important to remember, this isn't a free-for-all either, so we're not leaving schools alone to come up with something from scratch. There will be a national framework, the AOLEs and the What Matters statements that you've just referred to, as well as those progression points about where how we would expect children to progress in whatever school that they're in, and the skills, the knowledge and the capabilities that we would expect them to have. But this is a real opportunity for teachers and heads to really gain control of the curriculum within their school. And I hope that, and I certainly the teachers I meet too, that's a challenge that people are up for, and they really welcome that opportunity to use their creativity and their professional skills to design those lessons that are going to give our children and young people the skills that they need, but also hopefully a love of learning that will last them a lifetime.
Mae Alistair yn dweud bod ei ysgol yn cefnogi'r newidiadau ac wedi ymrwymo'n llwyr, ond roedd ar dan i ofyn y cwestiwn ynglyn â'r gofynion amser ar athrawon i baratoi'r cwricwlwm lleol tra'n dysgu'r cwricwlwm presennol.
Where do you see curriculum leaders really finding the time to develop the local model, which is a great opportunity, but obviously is a big ask as well for the professionals.
So what we have done is, first of all, we have slowed down the rollout of the curriculum, listening to professionals such as yourself that have said, actually, we need more time to get this right and more time to prepare, just like we've been hearing before. Secondly, we have just recently consulted on an additional inset day that will be available for schools over the next 3 years to coincide with inset that is already available to schools to give them that extra time to prepare for curriculum implementation. But it's not just about time, it's about the capacity and the ability to develop those skills and build those skills within individual school settings. And that's why we are investing heavily in professional learning so that you as a head teacher can look at the look at your staff and to develop a plan for each of them to get ready for curriculum reform.
Fyswn swn i'n cytuno, mae o'n gyfnod arbrofol iawn ar hyn o bryd a mae angen yr hyder yn fynd ymlaen a gwneud hynny. Ond mae angen cofio hefyd mae'r curriculum fel ag mae o'n sefyll ar hyn o bryd, mae hwnnw dal yn statudol yn dydy. Wedyn mae angen ystyried hynny hefyd.
Mae asesu cyreiddiad plentyn wedi bod ar feddyliau'r athrawon yn ôl Llywen.
Mae yr ochr asesu, wrth gwrs, yn bwng llos gymysg penaethiaid a sut mae hynny'n mynd i weithio.
Mae'r haf yn gyfnod allweddol ar hyn o bryd i ysgolion uwchradd, gyda myfyrwyr blwyddyn 11 yn sefyll tygau. Mae llawer o'r cynllunio ar gyfer y flwyddyn academaidd nesaf yn digwydd go iawn ar hyn o bryd. Fel pennaeth ysgol uwchradd, roedd Alistair am wybod mwy.
Some of our colleagues and subject specialists, you know, are desperate to have an idea of what GCSEs, A-levels and the accountability will look like.
Felly, beth am aroliadau y dyfodol? A fi tygau a lefel A yn aros yr un fath? Os na amarodrwydd ymlith rhai athrawon i geisio bod yn greadigol heb wybod beth fydd pendrawr siwrne addysgol?
Undoubtedly, there will have to be changes to how end of school examinations are delivered and developed. And that's why Qualifications Wales, who are the independent exam regulators for our country, they themselves are going to start a national conversation about qualifications in the autumn. And again, that's one of the reasons why we have rolled out the curriculum in the secondary sector, so there is plenty of time for secondary colleagues to get ready for any particular changes that may come about. But what's really, really important to me as a principal is that qualifications must be built from the curriculum and not in themselves completely determine what the curriculum design is and what the learning experiences are for our children. Otherwise, we'll end up in a situation where we do something wonderfully creative to the age of 14 and then we say, well, forget all about that and we're going to hothouse you now for 2 years just so that you can pass your exams. And then I know that that principle will be guiding the work of Qualifications Wales. So I expect the brand of GCSEs to stay.
Ond beth am atebolrwydd?
We're in the process of changing the set of measures of how we hold schools accountable because we are focused on a very, very narrow set of measures. And the unintended, and there have been many unintended consequences for that, for individual schools and for individual children. So what we are developing is a broader and a smarter set of ways in which we will hold schools accountable, one in which every single child will matter, and the value added, i.e. the impact that the school has had on that child's learning journey, will be captured, rather than the very basic way in which we have held schools to account.
Ac yn dilyn yn y tiriol oedd pryder y ddau bennaeth am ymwliadau ar olygwyr estyn ar ben hyn I gyd. Ond roedd y gweinidog eisiau taweli meddyliau.
Many schools have been very concerned about how actually do you expect me to begin to engage in the new curriculum when I could have an inspection from Estyn at any time. And of course, we've Estyn are very alive to that, and we are taking a pause in inspections to be able to give schools that space to be able to start to make some implementation and changes without the fear that the inspectors are going to come in and maybe be judgmental if new things are being done. It also gives Estyn the chance as well to acquaint themselves with the new curriculum and to get ready for the changes, because these changes aren't just going to affect schools, they're going to affect local authorities, they're going to affect regional school improvement services, and they're going to affect Estyn itself. So we all need to use this time to really get ready for the changes, to do some deep thinking, some collaborative working to get ready for the change.
Felly, I ni wedi delio gyda aroliadau, asesu ac atebolrwydd, ond beth am adnoddau?
Mae'n debyg fe na gwmnïa masnachol wrth i'n brysur yn datblygu'r rhaglenni gwaith strwythedig fel ymateb y cwricwlwm drafft. Bydd yn demtasiwn yn y marn ni ysgolion brynu fewn i'r rhaglenni o'r fath gan feddwl bod nhw yn ymateb yn llawn i ofynion y cwricwlwm newydd. Be ydych barn chi am hyn?
Oh my goodness me. Well, I'd like to think that we can avoid that situation if we possibly can by working collectively together. Clearly, resources to support the curriculum are going to be important, and there is putting financial resource behind implementation of the curriculum, but that potentially is a danger. It's a danger in the current system that we have, and we will be looking to work with the regional consortia, National Academy of Educational Leadership, and key partners to try and avoid that situation, and that we will have the support that practitioners need without falling back on what is a very expensive way to do things.
Nawr, roedd un cwestiwn amlwg heb ei ofyn.
You don't have to ask what's on the list. No. You can ask whatever you want. Honestly.
Ie, diwedd y gân yw'r geiniog. Os digon o arian ar gael I helpu ysgolion drwy'r newidiadau yma.
And actually, I'd be the first person to recognise that school budgets are tight. But when it comes to the curriculum, we have made available over the period of 2 years £21 million for professional learning, because we recognise that it is those teachers that stand in front of our children day in, day out that will make the difference and will make this curriculum successful. And we need to be able to give those professionals the opportunity to engage. We have additional resources for curriculum implementation, and I will continue to make the case to colleagues around the government about the need to continue to prioritise professional learning as we go forward over these important 3 years. But I hope that the money that we've made available last year and we've made available again this year is a statement of my intent and my recognition that is investing in our professionals and investing in our staff that will make the difference to the successful implementation of the curriculum. The words on the page are one thing, but the practice is another, and that's what will bring the principles of this curriculum alive, is the professionalism of our staff, and that's why we've made that money available, and we will continue to work together within local authorities and regional consortia to try and front load and put as much money into schools as possible to make sure that the curriculum is successfully implemented.
Cwestiwn nesaf, Alistair, oedd ynglyn â'r cydweithio sydd yn mynd ymlaen rhwng ysgolion cynradd ac ysgolion uwchradd I ddatblygu cwricwlwm lleol.
If we're looking at the work together that secondaries and primaries will need to do, one of the things that we've had traditionally is feeder primary schools, and you know, so certainly in my area in Buckley we've had 4 traditional feeders. I think this year we've got students, pupils coming from 26 different primaries. I mean, how much work do you see secondaries and primaries doing on the development of a local curriculum?
I would hope that there would be significant partnership working so that there is a clear progression for children across the system. Because what we do know is that that transition from primary into secondary can be really, really, is really a crucial time in a child's education. And sometimes children can fall through the net at that particular point. So we do need that close collaboration between primary and secondary.
Llywen?
Mae o'n broses wedi datblygu dros y flwyddyn ddwy ddwytha o gydweithio'n agos iawn fel ysgolion clwstwr dalgylch gan gynnwys yr uwchradd yn y broses hynny. Dwi'n meddwl bod gennym ni lot fawr i ddysgu wrth yn gilydd ar gyfer paratoi'r gyfer y cwricwlwm newydd. A mae'r sgyrsia yn digwydd yn gyson fel oedd Alistair yn dweud yn gynharach. Lle. Mae y newidiadau sydd ar y gweill i ni yn rhywbeth sy'n cael ei drafod o ddydd i ddydd.
Nawr am gwestiwn ynglyn â recrwtio athrawon sy'n medru'r Gymraeg. Mynegodd Alistair ei fod wedi danfon i blant i ysgol ddwyieithog ac ei fod yn gwbl ymroddgar i'r iaith, ond ei fod wedi hysbysebu pedair gwaith am athro Cymraeg i ysgol elfed y Mwcle.
If we're going to achieve that aspiration with regards to the language, what do you think needs to be done and what can be done to ensure that we've got the teachers out there?
Well, I recognise that because I too, as a parent, have made that choice for my children. So I've didn't go to Welsh medium education, but I was determined to ensure that my children were brought up bilingually. And I see in my own children at school some of the struggles that they have had to recruit subject specialists that can teach through the medium of Welsh. And I know, as someone who represents a border constituency, and you're on the border too, how difficult sometimes it can be to recruit that Welsh specialist. So we're doing a number of things. Firstly, we are developing and implementing now a new plan to encourage and to increase the number of students that are taking Welsh A level, because those are our Welsh medium and our Welsh teachers of the future, and we need more young people to take Welsh A level as a building block to go on, because we know that many of them will become our teachers of the future. We have the maximum training incentive available for those teachers that will teach Welsh or teach through the medium of Welsh. So we're using resources to try and attract people into the system. We're also trying to build the skills of teachers that we already have in the system, so that we know that there are people with good linguistic skills, but for whatever reason, they don't want to use them in their teaching and their practice. And what do we need to do to provide them with the professional learning opportunities that will make them confident to be able to teach Welsh or teach through the medium of Welsh. And we are also then, for instance, have a sabbatical scheme where we're actually taking teachers out of the system who have a desire to acquire these skills, so we can put them back into school to be able to deliver. And we're also introducing next year, in the next academic year, our new routes into qualified teacher status, new part-time routes. And this is to try and respond to the demand that we know that there are many people out there who aspire to be teachers. Maybe they've done other things in their careers first, but now want to be working with children and young people as part of our national mission. And we will be developing a new part-time route, so people don't have to give up everything to go to university for a year to get qualified as a teacher. They'll be able to do it via our partners, the Open University, where they live. They won't have to move away, and they'll be able to do it on a part-time basis, which I think will give us a real opportunity to increase the diversity of our workforce and bring more people who aspire to teach into the teaching profession, because it's challenging to sometimes get that qualification via the more traditional route. So there's no one answer to that question. There's lots of things that we need to do. As I said, from making sure that more children take Welsh A level right the way through to being able to increase the pool from whom we can recruit.
Drosodd at Llywen eto.
Yn dilyn cyhoeddi'r cwricwlwm drafft ddiwedd mis Ebrill, mae'r cyfnod ymgynghori a chynnig adborth yn cael ar y 14-15 o'r Ffennaf. O ystyried fod y tymor hwn yn eithriadol y brysur ysgolion, ydych chi'n meddwl fod y cyfnod yma yn ddigonol? A sut mae Llywodraeth Cymru yn bwriadu parhau y ddeialog gyda ysgolion yn dilyn hyn?
Well, we are indeed on a tight timescale, but hopefully the consultation feedback period does provide over this term the opportunity for people to engage with it and to be able to provide that feedback and to begin thinking about those big questions around implementation. But I would encourage everybody to take the time to look online. Hopefully the website is very intuitive and very helpful to be able to people to engage and to feedback, because we want to take this opportunity to listen. The pioneer schools, the teachers and partners that have got us to this point have done an incredible job above and beyond anything that I could have ever hoped for. But now it's time for everybody to be a pioneer and everybody to feed into this process. We'll reflect on that, make changes where necessary so that we can get the final version out in January. And then schools will have between January 2020 and September 2022, when the curriculum becomes statutory, to do all of this thinking and planning.
Os ydych chi am gymryd rhan yn y sgwrs, ewch i hwb.lliw.cymru a chliciwch ar Cyriclwm Drafft i Gymru 2022. Reit, roedd hi'n amser i gau pen y mwdwl.
I just want to say diolch am galon, thank you for what you do every day and what I know will continue, you'll continue to do for our children and to our school improvement service for supporting our schools. Diolch, thank you.
Felly, ar ôl i'r gweinidog fynd ar ei ffordd i'r de, beth oedd barn ein penaethiaid Alistair a Llywen? Cafon nhw gwmni Ruth Thackeray, sy'n uwch arweinydd ar y cyriclwm ar gyfer Consortiwm Rhanbarthol y Gogledd, GWE, oedd wedi bod yn gwrando ar y sgwrs yn ystod y prynhawn.
Mae'n braf cael y cyfle i gael y sgwrs hefo hi ac i weld bod na ffydd yn y proffesiwn ac o fewn arweinyddiaeth o fewn y proffesiwn i fynd a symud ymlaen i ddiwygio'r cyrllwm yn ystod y blwyddyn y blynyddoedd nesaf.
I think my question really on the time pressures, it wasn't that I was necessarily looking for an answer, it was just looking for an acknowledgement of the pressures that exist for school leaders. And I felt that acknowledgement was there, that there isn't an obvious answer, there's never enough time. And we just all need to acknowledge that whilst we're looking towards the new curriculum, we do still have students in school who will be learning the existing curriculum, and we need to make sure that we're teaching them as effectively as we possibly can, as well as developing the curriculum ready for its implementation.
Beth am yr atebion gawson nhw am y gefnogaeth i benaethiaid o ran cyllid ac ar gyfer datblygu staff? Llywen?
Da ni wedi derbyn grantiau datblygu dysgu proffesiynol, yn sicr mae hwnnw yn help mawr i ni ar gyfer cynllunio sut ydym ni'n symud ymlaen datblygu'n staff ac yr elfen o cydweithio hefyd rhwng yr ysgolion cynradd ac uwchradd ac i rhyddhau staff i ddatblygu'n proffesiynol ac wedyn manteisio ar eu cryfderon nhw o fewn ysgolion yn hunan.
Dyma Ruth Thackeray.
Ar gyfer yr cyllid ddysgu'r proffesiynol, dyn ni wedi gweithio'n gyda yn agos iawn efo awdurdod lleol i cytuno'r fformat o template o cynllunio ar gyfer a wedi gynnig i ysgolion bod dwi'n meddwl bod mae gan ysgolion y cyfle i wneud un cynllun ar gyfer y ddwy flynedd, dwi'n meddwl, a dwi'n gobeithio mae hwn yn gallu helpu oherwydd mae'n dipyn bach mwy dymor hir, ddim jyst tymor i dymor. Ond dyn ni'n cydnabod bod mae'n amser anodd yn yr ysgol a mae rhaid ni jyst bod yn ofalus iawn efo sut ni yn wario'r cyllid mac, os dos, you know, mae yna lot i wneud.
A dwi'n meddwl erbyn hyn, mae penaethiaid yn cydnabod dos ddim posib gwneud hyn ar ben yn hunan, fel un ysgol, bod cydweithio yn hanfodol ar gyfer y broses o ddiwygio'r cricwlwm a sicrhau bod na ansawdd addysg o'r ychau un ar gael i plant o bobl ifanc Cymru.
Dyn ni fel consortio wedi gweithio lot ar gyfer yr sefydliad sy'n ddysgu a mae yna pedwar temau fanna sy'n rhedeg draws y system, sef time, thinking together, technology and trust. A dyn ni really wedi trio datblygu a crawsawu sut mae ysgolion di, you know, crawsawu gweithio efo ni i datblygu y pedwar, cos os dyn ni really eisiau gwneud job dda yma, mae rhaid i ni rhoi ar amser i wneud o. Ond, you know, dydy o ddim yn haws, you know, i wneud chwaith.
Mae'n sicr y bydd y sgwrs bwysig yma mynd yn ei blaen am dipyn, ond am nawr dyna ni am yr hyfyn hwn. Diolch yn fawr i Llywen Jones, Alistair Stubbs, Ruth Thackeray ac wrth gwrs i'r gweinidog Kirsty Williams am fod mor barod i ateb cwestiynau. Cofiwch, os ydych chi am roi adborth ar y cwricwlwm drafft, dyma'ch cyfle. Ewch i hwb.lliw.cymru a chliciwch ar cwricwlwm drafft i Gymru 2022. Y dyddiau'r cae yw gorffennaf y 4 ar 15 2019. I gadw mewn cysylltiad â'r newidiadau mawr sy'n digwydd mewn addysg Cymru, cliciwch i gael tanysgrifio i'r podlediad hwn ar eich hoff app podlediad a chael pob penod newydd i'w lawrlwytho am ddim eich ffôn pan gaiff ei gyhoeddi. Mae Addysg Cymru, Education Wales yn cael ei gyflwyno gen i fi, Yvonne Evans. Mae'n gynhyrchiad Llywodraeth Cymru.